So we were in a train. Evidently, the things took a turn for the worse. The things really got bad. The train was stopped right in the middle somewhere, and people were taken down. And this 8.5-year-old boy saw, you know, a lot of blood. My memories are, I think I kind of passed out for a while. I have got a memory gap. I don't really know what happened. I do not know if too many people other than us survived. And I don't even know how we survived. I think we were given shelter by someone, but these memories are vague memories. All that I know is that we were taken off the train, people were killed, many people were killed in the train, and train was running, the train stopped, we all got out, many people were killed. I assume we were going to be scared. I think my uncle and aunt assumed we were going to be scared. But here I am, I was not here, and we were back in the train next morning. I do not know where we hid or what happened, how we escaped that. I have some way of, you know, recollection of kind of staying in little someplace, hiding someplace or wherever. And I was afraid. I was, obviously. And then we reached Delhi.
So I was going to go back to with your train, what you talked about when you crossed. So I know you said you don't remember a lot. Is there something that maybe your aunt and uncle remembered and they, like, you
well,
kind of gathered memories
confirmed.
Later?
They kind of confirmed. That's what we talked about when it started coming to me. I know we were still on, where were we? All four or something like that. I do not remember the name of the place. It was unstopped. It was stopped just at some very small, you know, station, which was not even 6 or 7 stop. But we were all, you know, many were, they were already, killing was, you know, going on. I could hear the, you know, the shrieks, whether they were beating or killing or whatever. So I was really afraid and clinging to my parents, and then the train stopped and everybody got off and everybody was trying to run and rush, and we obviously left our belongings, whatever they were there. Yeah. And not that we are taking lots of belongings, because we are only going for vacation. And so it was, that was a very fearful, and sometimes I remember finally I would have nightmares when I was there, as if the real me died, and this everything is on my face, you know. But those were, luckily they have not, you know, recurred too often, but that was when I was in Hawaii, and there was, you know, when we go that kind of experience.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that also. Is it like, is this specific memory of just this train that...
Just this train. I mean, this is, if I remember anything from the other childhood, which is this. I mean, this is kind of a scary, you know, nightmarish experience which I had. And I saw, you know, a lot of dead bodies. But some of it was, you handle it, and you, I mean, you know, go on.
Yeah. I'm just interested in this because I know we're going to study this train, things about the train. So, was it violence from within? The people on the train started attacking each other, or the train stopped and people got on, or?
I think somewhere you used to pull this chain, you know, in the Indian train, there's a chain, and before this chain, the train stopped. So one person pulls the train stop, and the other person, it is not in the station, get in. Now, I did not see all this, but I'm assuming. I do not know, frankly speaking. All that I see is when you see this kind of killing and, you know, chaos and all that, first you try to hide, and there's obviously no place to hide in the train. Then you, wherever it is, you try to get off. And I remember, you know, somebody who was from that station, who was doing uncle and aunt knew, and they recognized. Somehow we were hidden, I remember. Somehow we We ran, we escaped. I do not know what happened, but there were a lot of killing, a lot of people, and I do not know how many people, we three would survive. Who else survived, I do not know.